My femdom mistress story. I must have seriously looked terrified because she kept telling me that she wouldn't hurt me. But if she did, then I was to say thank you. The thoughts that went through my mind when she told me that scared me absolutely shitless. One minute she was not going to hurt me, but then if whatever happened did hurt, I was supposed to thank her. Lady Von Rose moved from the couch and I felt so relieved and began to relax a little. Lady Von spoke with a very quiet, soft voice, and I hung on and listened to every word. And when I least expected it, she was by my side again. This time, the other side though, kneeling over me, waving a thick black dildo in my face, telling me that I was going to enjoy everything that she did to me. If I'm honest, I have to admit she terrified me, which made me worried. But I uttered the words and said, "Thank you." "Clever lad," she uttered, grinning at me with a cruel, sadistic look in her face. "Now lay back on the sofa. It's time for you to taste and lick me." I went back on the sofa very quickly and waited as she watched me slide down. I was looking up. I noticed she was straddling my body, and that juicy, wet pussy was sinking downwards onto my excited mouth and tongue. "Open wide," she demanded, pushing her hardened clit against my tongue. "That's right, my pet. Lick my pussy." I gulped as I opened my mouth, letting her juices drip into my mouth. She thrust her hips forward, letting it slide over my tongue and across my chin. She fucked my excited mouth for forever, or it just felt that way. It was almost like an eternity, with the smell of sexy, sweaty, juicy musk hitting me in the face. I knew what she was doing to me. It was turning her on. I have to be honest, my dick was getting excited and starting to react also. It truly felt like I was dreaming or heaven, as she demanded I worship that pussy some more. Rose looked down at my cock and realised that what she was doing was making me horny. "Oh my pet, licking my cunt turns you on, does it?" she asked. As she continued to move her hips back and forth, she spoke silently again, but this time I had to strain to hear what she was saying because the blood was racing through my head, making it hard to hear her words. But I certainly heard her tell me to lay flat on the couch because she had a surprise for me. I did catch her last sentence quite clearly though, and I know how much you love my stilettos. "You're in for a special treat tonight. After all, this is our private party," she said. I positioned myself so I was lying flat on the couch, lots of thoughts going through my mind, not knowing what was going to happen next. I felt Von Rose stand up with her legs straddling me. I looked up to find her looking down at my cock that was growing from the anticipation of what was about to happen to me next. I couldn't help it. My cock was throbbing, and little droplets of pre-cum was forming and dribbling onto my tummy. Rose balanced on the couch with one leg on either side of my hips before lifting her left leg up to show me her stilettos. "Do you like my stilettos?" she asked. "Yes, Rose, I do so very much love your stilettos," I whispered. "Good," she smiled back at me. "You'll love me standing on your cock then, won't you?" I almost shook my head, but the excitement was getting to me as she rested her stilettos on my stomach. It wasn't so bad, but then I noticed that the heel was resting on my swollen cock. I put my hand up, so I was holding onto the top of the couch, and with my other, I gripped the edge, waiting for the pain that was about to rush through my whole body. For a moment, I didn't think she would do it, but then I felt it. She pushed down on my penis with her heel, gritting my teeth against the pain. I suddenly remembered what I had to say when Madame Rose hurt me. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Good boy, she cried. I've taught you well. For our first time together, you remembered what to do when I hurt you. As I breathed a sigh of relief, Rose told me to turn over and kneel for a moment so that she could sit on the couch with me. When she sat, I felt like I was so close to her, but within seconds she wasn't smiling anymore. She instructed me to lie across her lap. For being so cocky, I was going to be punished. I could smell her musky aroma from her juicy wet pussy as I lay awkwardly across her thighs. Her hand rubbed my ass, teasing it and pinching it, but then nothing. For a moment I lay there wondering what was going to happen next, and then I felt it. The massive black dildo she had hidden away came out from hiding. Rose was using it as a paddle to spank my ass. Over and over again she spanked me with it, gently at first, and then harder and harder each time. I was trying so hard to control myself, not letting her know it was hurting so much, until she realised what I was doing. I was trying to trick her into believing that what she was doing was not having an effect on me. She swatted me harder with it, the rubber pounding against my soft ass. Whenever I tensed up, Rose knew when to strike. When I thought she was slowing down, she sped up the spanking. Whack, 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 over and over again. With this new onslaught, I couldn't respond in any other way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Get on your knees, she demanded. I did as I was told, scrambling as best as could to kneel on the floor. I looked up at her eyes, my eyes almost pleading with her to let us finish our private party. I was intrigued. I wanted more. A thought went through my mind that perhaps if I begged her to let me lick her pussy a little more, she'd let me take her to bed. Ha 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 ha, what's this? She asked. Please let me lick your juicy wet pussy, Von Rose, I begged. Not a word was said as she put one foot up on my shoulder. I looked up and could see her pink slit staring back at me. I gulped again, and with my heart racing, she put her foot back down on the floor and told me to lick her slit. Oh, I did as I was told, licking her thighs until I came to her erect clit. I flicked it with my tongue and moaned, as if I was really enjoying myself. The truth was, I was really enjoying this session. I'd always wanted to be dominated, and it was really happening. It wasn't a dream anymore or a fantasy that I was having. Rose had a hold of my hair and was pulling me around as she made me lick and suck every inch of her sweet, wet pussy. I was just getting used to sliding my tongue all around her twat when, whack, my groans of pain echoed through the lounge area. Whack, again, and again on my back. Thank you, thank you. I was quick to respond. A groan escaped me as my ass began to burn very hot from the intrusive digit. She wiggled her finger deep inside my tight hole, but then as quickly as she'd inserted it, it was gone. But then something else was pushing against my back door. Something firm, something solid. I began shaking my head, and she told me to hush. I'd enjoy it if I relaxed for her. I took a deep breath She pushed slowly against my puckered rosebud. I relaxed enough to let the head of that red beast slip into my hole. I was crying out as the rubber cock stretched me wide. I felt like I'd just been ripped open. "Thank you, thank you, thank you," I cried over and over again. I tried to relax a little more as that thick black dildo slipped further and further into my burning hot ass. I felt like I was truly on fire. My balls were boiling, my cock was throbbing, and my ass felt like it had been split in two. I felt so stretched, so wide open, and Rose didn't let up her assault on my tight virgin ass. The pain soon turned to pleasure, and I was really beginning to enjoy my ass fucking. But suddenly, I felt very empty, but only for a moment, as she pushed the head of her rubber cock deeper into my hole without any pain or trouble. I could feel my ass enveloping it and almost sucking it as Rose began to fuck me with her toy. Just as I was getting the rhythm right, she told me to lie on my back. I did as I was told, and with my legs spread wide open, she knelt between them. Rose lifted my legs up, leaned forward, and slipped the dildo deep inside me. She wanted to watch my face as she fucked me with her rubber cock, burying it deep into the depths of within. My ass was on fire again, and with a firm grip around my cock, she pumped me harder and harder while fucking me faster and faster until I came. My hot cum exploding over both of us. Rose pulled her dildo from my ass and rested it on my cock. Rose looked at me and told me to head into the bathroom and shower. I'd be staying with her all weekend and I needed to be prepared for anything she was willing to dish out. "You're a cheeky boy. Now get to the bathroom. You're now my little sex slave and I'm going to use you and do whatever I want with you for the rest of the weekend."